This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The United States has 3,000 conservation districts. They work with millions of cooperating landowners and operators to help them manage and protect land and water resources on private and public lands in the United States. The association was founded on the philosophy that conservation decisions should be made at the local level with technical and funding assistance from federal, state, and local governments, as well as the private sector. While not all are called soil and water, almost every state has some type of conservation district. Minnesota, Wisconsin, and South Dakota, among others, include renewable natural resources. I have links to each of them on GardenBite.com. I mention them because I just received my newsletter from Rice County SWCD, where I bought plants for my butterfly garden. They do an amazing job of raising native plants for sale in the spring. Check your local conservation districts to see what they offer the home gardener. Not only am I offered the butterfly garden, but also a rain garden selection, native plants specifically selected for my area. Included this year is a list of trees and shrubs. I can select transplants, pot grown, and or bare root natives. A new offering on my list is the thornless honey locust. I love this airy, easy care, fast growing tree. Its delicate leaves are finely textured, so you get this amazing, graceful shimmer, even in a light breeze. It's beautiful filtered shade. It has delicate, sweet-smelling white flowers in spring and yellow gold fall foliage. It also has these cool-looking brown seed pods that are great for crafting. Oh, and it's really tolerant of urban spaces. I'll have pictures, links, and more on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.